These cons, violence, industry, national security, global warming means we need the state, are all presented to us as disparate to encourage and reinforce our fragmentation and deep confusion. When in truth, all are weaves from the single thread of coercion, and all reflect the state's need to seem legitimate. And relatedly, its need to keep divisions, particularly hierarchical ones. Are any not, under the regime of class, hierarchical? Well sewn between us. So certain demographics, quote unquote, slotted categories of class humans, will be presented as more violent than others, while the middle ranks of knowledge workers are reassured they don't abandon their children, oh no, not them, because studies show they spend more time with their children than their mothers did, as if the hyper-scrutiny and over-management and deep training and hierarchy and class service work that, it's true, our parents were less dedicated to. As if this heightened surveillance and obedience training that they give their children were somehow not abandonment. Deep abandonment. Remember that example we cited from Alice Miller's Prisoners of Childhood, of that couple in Switzerland, I believe it was, enjoying their ice cream cone while their toddler cried? That's what she means by abandonment. So let us not be duped by the propaganda over the airwaves, which is trying to implant in our minds a very literal meaning for that word. No, no, no. Abandonment is a broad category that includes training your children to be obedient.